Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Four games. What an epic sports day tomorrow, by the way. You got Maryland, Washington. You got the baseball playoffs. Then Sunday, you got the Ravens. Now, Sunday, no Kyle Hamilton at practice today. Back-to-back days, that's bad news. Ravens getting 2.5 at home against the Houston Texans. Let's get out to the phones here with the people I have to say about the hometown football team trying to get their second win of the year. First time all year, they're underdogs, as a matter of fact.
How about that?
Yeah, let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, gentlemen, happy Friday.
Yeah, man.
Happy Friday.
So I want to talk about something that kind of branches over the Ravens and the Orioles, and most specifically because it's been, I noticed it with the Ravens, is I feel like we've been talking about two separate teams when it comes to offense and defense, right? I feel like there's been a lot of blame on the defense, and rightfully so. They've definitely given up their fair share of points, but I don't think we should ignore the fact that the offense can always help out the defense in terms of assisting in rest time or just being able to give them a good cushion. You know, we talk about it with baseball a lot that, you know, the defense and the pitching, they do their job of you know, giving up one or two runs and the offense doesn't do anything. Well, it also goes the other way that if the offense scores, you know, 8 or 9 runs and the pitching gives up 10 runs. You know, so that's kind of the thing of working as a team that is interesting, is both sides have to hold each other accountable and be able to play and win these games. So, you know, I've just noticed that where it seems like we tend to be a little bit lax on maybe the offense a little bit and then be a little bit more aggressive on the defense, but I think the offense can help out the defense as well. So, score prediction for this weekend, I think the Ravens win. Not saying by how much or how little, because that tends to get me in trouble. So, but you guys have a really good weekend.
Ryan, you do the same. Thanks for
Thank
the call,
you, Ryan.
As always. I went 19-17 Baltimore with the looper. Can't get his first ever game-winning field goal.
I think, you know, the over and under, I think, for the game's like 41.5. I don't know what the final will be. I'm not going to take one as well, but I think it'll be under. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think both offenses are going to have some struggles. Houston's defense is really solid. Like, they are a good unit. I think this is a Derrick Henry game like we talked about. But to Ryan's point, or what I think another way to describe it is, in baseball – and for football, you're looking at complementary play. Like, right, you gotta complement what's going on for football, offense to your defense, to special teams. In baseball, situational hitting, can your pitching and defense hold up to give your offense an opportunity? Because the reality in all of these situations is you want each and every day that your offense and defense are gonna go out and dominate. But that's not going to happen. I mean, I'm looking at some of the highlights from the 49ers and Rams game, which I watched last night. The San Francisco 49ers defense made a couple stops early, and their offense was down. Their starting quarterback and top two receivers, but they found a way. And their defense, they let the Rams back in the game. But you know what? At the right moment, when the offense was having struggles to put the ball in the end zone in the second half, they made the play when it mattered. Fumble at the goal line, stop on fourth down. That's how I look at with this Ravens team. The Lions game, if we want to go back to that one real quick.
Yeah.
It was every time that the Ravens made a stop on defense, the Lions then made a stop on defense, and then they couldn't take advantage. And I think for Baltimore, when you look at it, when your opportunity arises to make an impact, that's where it has to be. And I do think that you can take pressure off, Bob, by creating more of an identity. I think that running the football and being that more hard-nosed physical team, that might complement what the Ravens have to do to win this game on Sunday.
But to that point, before we get back to the phones, Ryan Ripken, hard-nosed physical has not been their calling card the last couple of weeks.
It hasn't been,
They've been getting their pants pulled down and spanked.
But I think a big reason why is that if you have Derrick Henry in the backfield, he is a tone setter. If you go and watch teams play, they have an identity of a guy of which or a style of which they want to play. Like, you could go watch the Detroit Lions, and that game and every other game, they want to punch you in the mouth. And even if it's not going well, they're going to punch you in the mouth. For Baltimore, yeah, you can put up a lot of points when Lamar's healthy, but also, how do you really establish yourself? Give the ball to Derrick Henry. Like I mentioned, 20 more carries. The Ravens are 9-0 when Henry gets the ball. So I think the facts speak for themselves.
And they don't get a ton of plays offensively because the defense can't get off the field. They don't force turnovers. They don't get to the quarterback. I mean, it's a quick strike offense at times.
Mm-hmm.
We've said it 1,000 times. 3 quarters against Buffalo, they look like the best team of football. That was a month ago. And since then, it's like, oh, my God, what in the hell is going on here? Let's go to Mitch in New Jersey. Mitch, what's up?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Mitch, same to you.
Yeah. Yeah, Mitchell reminds me of a scat bat. He's not an everyday back. So I'm hoping your Ravens, and if poor schedule injuries, just run the ball a lot. But I'd rather see that back up to Cooper be in the game. But on the baseball, I'd love to see a Seattle Dodger World Series, of course. We have a lot of home runs. I think we got the MVPs right there facing each other. And you were talking about music, Bob.
Yes.
I say the Beatles and CCR, they had stayed together longer and not so much infighting. God knows how much more music they could have made.
No doubt.
Shortchange themselves.
Yeah, well, hey, thanks, Mitch. And, you know, unfortunately, the Beatles, the infighting and business aspects ruined them, but they haven't been in the same room together. Two of them are dead, of course, in over 50 years, and we're still talking about them with great relevancy. That's a transcendent entity for sure. But Dodger-Mariners World Series, Seattle's got to get over that postseason hump that goes back many, many moons.
Well, they squashed one hurdle of winning the division again, and finally overthrew the Houston Astros. So, and I mentioned this off air to you, Bob. I mean, the American League is wide open. Any of those teams, to me, can go and represent. I think that's just how even it is. And in the National League side, the Dodgers are the favorite until they're not. If the Phillies win this series and beat the Dodgers, I think the Phillies can go all the way and win the whole thing. But the Dodgers, to me, are still that scary team. But I think Mitch, he mentioned one thing about with running the football.
Yeah,
And Keaton Mitchell, maybe we see him, you know, who knows. But the one part when we're talking about complimentary, I just thought about this because I wanted to look back to the games against the Bills and Lions specifically. Because Kansas City, look, that was just woof from the start. But it actually continues to tell the tale. The Chiefs dominated that game in every facet. They did, no doubt. 70 plays then to 53. But the reason why I'm bringing that up, that wasn't a dominant performance by Kansas City. In the games where the Ravens put up points, when we said about scoring too quickly or the fast strike, Buffalo Bills Ravens game, the Ravens defense was on the field for 78 plays compared to 50 for Buffalo, right? And then against the Lions, where you put up another 30 points, total plays, the Lions still had 12 more, 66 to Baltimore's 54. So when we're talking about complimentary, to help this defense out, because they're struggling, there's no secret about it, you got to control the clock a little bit more, and hence this Derrick Henry, if it's Justice Hill, Keaton Mitchell, whoever it is, they got to do a job here to control the clock, because if they can control the clock, maybe that can give their defense a couple more times and shots to make the play that they need to and take the pressure off of them.
And to your point, you mentioned it earlier, we've been talking about all week on the show. Houston defense, they're no slouch.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming in here, they're physical, and you know they can stop the run. And, man, they can get to the quarterback. Lamar's been sacked a ton of times. Now it's going to be Cooper Rush. But with Anderson and with Danielle Hunter, come on, man.
Yeah, I mean,
and the Ravens are having a hard time slapping or stopping you know, non-elite quarterback get at her, you know.
Well, at this point right now, the Texans have the fifth best defense in yards allowed per game. 280 yards. They've allowed 7 total touchdowns. The Texans lost to the Rams week one in a 14-9 game. Their offense has been the reason why they haven't been able to win these games. So, but how do you stop a dominant pass rush with which the Texans have? You run the football, and then you set up the play action, and then in this case, like, you got the play, you got the weapons here. So use Derrick Henry to your advantage. And if Houston puts up 28 points, then guess what? You're probably going to lose then anyway.
So you're saying the Ravens need to run the ball? Is that where we're going with here?
If the Ravens ran the ball 60 times and threw 5, I honestly would be okay with that because that might give them a better chance. Just give the ball to Derrick Henry.
Come back, take your call. Sportsnet 583-1057. Ribbing it with Ryan. Nolan McGraw, going to hear from him. We'll get Ryan's thoughts on the division series as things are really starting to percolate. I already jinxed the Padres. Do I have to jinx the Blue Jays? Because I'd really, really love to see Anthony Santander have a big series again.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Against the Yankees. Roquan Smith's going to miss weeks. These injury reports came out earlier this week. Same with Marlon Humphrey. No Kyle Hamilton at practice. So no Dape Oue today. So we don't know the severity of his injury and whatever it is, quite frankly. But the injury report will come out later today. So if you want to predict the score, Ravens are getting 2.5. Houston's not all that great overall. But hey, great defense. Can't run the ball. Stroud is not the dude he was 2 years ago. Nico Collins is a guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to have to be accounted for. Dalton Schultz has a history of making plays, but not exactly lighting up the scoreboard or the old Texans. Let's go to Kai in Reisterstown. Kai, thanks for holding. What's up?
What's up, Ryan? What's up, Bob Haney?
Yo.
How you doing?
Hey, Bob, I apologize for yesterday, man. You know, I'm a trained professional, man. I was on hold, and then you came to me, and I wasn't ready, man.
Always. Don't forget, you call us. When we get to you, be ready to rock and roll.
And also, By the way, I'm definitely a time bomb champ. I heard that earlier. Which I'm, I was definitely over 500
what?
As far as time bomb. So bring them back. Yeah.
Right.
But look, hey Ryan, if the Ravens, to me, if the Ravens don't blitz 75 or 80% of the time, I think we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That zone defense gets shredded like cheese. I mean, and then look, if you're a defensive coordinator and you're facing the Ravens right now with no Lamar, you're going to sell out to stop Derrick Henry. I mean, put 9 in a box. I mean, D'Amico Ryans is a defensive guy. He's going to have 9 in a box to stop Henry. You know he's going to sell out. So we might need to run to set up the pass. Quick screens, quick slants to try to get the offense moving and try to get our quarterback in rhythm, because he's going to have to throw the ball. You can't just hand the ball off 80% of the time. I hear what you're saying because it's Derrick Henry and you read the stats, but when you got a tough defensive front like that, and you put the linebackers behind them, they got fast linebackers, and you crowd that box, it's going to be hell trying to. It's going to be third and long every play, and we're going to have to put that. We're going to be predictable. So I'm looking at it like our offense. We're going to have to really pull a rabbit out the hat. Look what happened last night, and I know that's the two different philosophies because Kyle Shanahan is one of the great creators of offense. As far as an in-game play calling, and look what he did. They was blitzing. He threw it right at the blitz, over top of the blitz to the tight end. When they was, I mean, he did so many things in that game, and they end up winning the game. So I'm hopefully our offense can take off. But I got 26-24 Texans, fellas. And by the way, Haney, Maryland will cover tomorrow.
I'm feeling you on that one, too. Kai, have a great weekend. 26-24, I don't know, 50 will be the total points there. But look, getting back to last night's game, Mac Jones threw the ball almost 50 times.
Yeah.
Cooper Rush isn't throwing the ball. And that's with Christian McCaffrey at his disposal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if Todd Monken's going to get that aggressive tossing that football around.
Well, and I also want to point this out, that Mac Jones and Brock Purdy and the system that Kyle Shanahan has – I know that people are saying, oh, Mac should be a starter. Brock is a very good quarterback when he's healthy, right? So, like, there's no debate there. But the system and the style of quarterback that they have, it can go hand in hand. And you know what the game plan still is? Christian McCaffrey needs to be the focal point. And even though they threw a lot of the time, Christian McCaffrey, the offense ran through him. And was I over-exaggerating on the Ravens giving the ball to Derrick Henry 60 times?
No.
but in all seriousness, what I think sometimes the Ravens will do, or any team does, is sometimes you go away from what makes you great. And even though it's a strength, and even though you know that Houston knows that you want to run the football, that shouldn't stop you from your game plan. What it goes back to, what do you want to do? What does your identity need to be? All right, if you say you want to be a physical team, then you need to hand the ball off. And if you only get 1 yard, 3 yards, you get stuffed at the line, you have to commit to it. And Cooper Rush is going to have to make throws. But if you try to go, for me, too far the other way, where then Cooper's got to be in passing situations and you're throwing it early and you're putting him in deeper holes because it's 3rd and 10, I don't want that either for him. I think that you got to lean into your strengths more than worrying about what the other team is going to do. And then you got to hope, and I know this is a big thing, you got to hope then that your coaching staff will make the adjustments when the time comes. But I think Cooper Rush can be very good if you can get him into play action and maybe some quick throws. But the offense has to run through Derrick Henry on Sunday.
And adjustments or lack thereof, that's been a problem with both sides of the ball. But I haven't really mentioned this much today, but the 8 carries last week, and things didn't get pear-shaped until third quarter, and obviously it was blowout. The fumbles?
Mm-hmm.
Could this be a byproduct of him? Because John Harbaugh, he hates many things, and fumbles might be number 1, 2, and 3 on the top of his list there.
Yeah.
Putting the ball on the ground.
I mean, it was unfortunate, but I don't think that in this case, for a guy of his caliber and what he's proven for his career, I think Derrick Henry's going to get the, you know, get out of jail free card. Like, it's understanding that it's not ideal. Turnovers are killer. But this is Derrick Henry we're talking about. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's one of the best running backs the game has ever seen. I'm going to trust the greatness of Derrick Henry. But for Baltimore, on the other side of it, I just think even defensively, the Texans, they have one weapon that they want to get the ball to, and that's Nico Collins, right? But you know what? They're going to try to get Nico Collins the ball.
No doubt.
Because they understand, even though the Ravens are going to say, we're going to try to take Nico out of the game, the Texans realize, yeah, we got to run the football, but if we're going to beat Baltimore, we got to get the ball to our best player. And I think that the Ravens have to have that same philosophy going into this matchup on Sunday.
Let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Takes us to Ellicott City. It's Kevin. Kevin, what's up?
What's going on, Bob and Ryan? How y'all doing?
Doing great. Right, how are you doing?
Doing good, man. It's Friday. I feel a lot better than I did last week, believe it or not. I think this game fits our wheelhouse. 1 o'clock game in the bank. I think this is just a matter of hustle beating talent when talent doesn't want to hustle this week, fellas. Ravens 24. Who are we playing again? Whatever they are, 20.
Okay. Well, I like your confidence level. Ravens beat an unknown team. Houston Texans, who are favored, by the way, Kevin, as you know, by 2.5 points. But getting back to Derrick Henry, we've seen the narrative too. Social media, I don't know how much you follow along that thing. How seriously you take it. But, yeah, he's 31. This happens. Pull off a clip. Not buying that. I'm not buying that at all.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, look.
Week one says completely different.
Well, and again, I think the numbers are showing that, you know, Derrick Henry is still a force. You know, and keep in mind, too, like, the 1-3 record is the only part that feels so terrible. If the Ravens had won one of these games, and they're 2-2 at this point, this banged up, the panic factor isn't here. It's just going to be, hey, get a win, get healthy, and we're going to get hot. But because you lost those games, that raises this frustration and worry. But keep in mind, does Buffalo have a very solid defense that the Ravens really abused on opening night? Yes. The Cleveland Browns, that arguably could be the best defense in football. They have their struggles offensively, but Browns allow the fewest yards in the NFL. The Detroit Lions are still a top 10 team in yards allowed per game. And then you have the Texans. So the Ravens have played good, if not, I would say, elite defenses so far. And the Chiefs, you could argue, was the worst defense that they played. And the Chiefs still have one of the best defensive coordinators, and they still have a ton of talent. And by the way, they are still the reigning AFC champions here. So, I think that that's a part to look at. I think it's more that the Ravens have faced some tough opponents. I think Derrick Henry is going to prove a lot of people wrong if he gets those carries.
Last chance to get in, 410-583-1057. We'll get Ryan's thoughts on the baseball playoffs, which resume tomorrow, and everything else going on in that world. You want to talk about the Orioles? You want to rag on them or praise Mike Elias? I think the Orioles are going to be back in the playoffs in 2026. Then again, I picked them and the Braves go to the World Series. So what the hell do I know?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bob, Eddie, Ryan, Ripken, Nolan McGraw. Let's get out to the phones. We're talking Orioles, Ravens, baseball playoffs. Inside Access live from Cross Street Market, by the way, coming up at 2 o'clock. Let's go to Harry in Middle River. Harry, thanks for holding. What's up?
No problem. How you doing, Bob and Ryan?
All right, Harry.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Hey, listen, I got two questions. The first one should be easy. Why did they cut Jim Palmer's broadcast analyst time? Does anyone know? Was that a Masson decision or was that his decision?
You know, I don't have all the details for that, but my guess or understanding would be Jim's getting a little bit older and they were trying to readjust, and especially probably the demand that guys like Ben McDonald will continue to get. I think it was a combination of a business decision to keep some of your other talent, but also I think just Jim's been there for a very long time and starting kind of that process, which is making me sad to think about it, that we might not have as many years of Jim Palmer calling games left.
Yeah, and he lives in California, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, right? Yes.
Okay. Yeah, yes, he does. 60 years with the organization. Very smart guy. But the second part to my question is, I love my Orioles. I've been since 1966 as a kid. This new generation, which is fine, I love Westberg, Holiday. My problem, Gunner, with all them is right now they don't hit on a consistent basis. And I don't know if we need a couple veteran big bat presence like we did in the days when we had a Murray and a Singleton or somebody like that. Granted, that was 20 years, 25 years ago, whatever. Baseball has changed, but
40.
I just don't see it with these young Bucks right now. It worries me. I mean, Gunner had 17 home runs the year before, he had 37. So I'd like to hear your explanation on this.
All right, Harry, thanks for the call.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Now, a guy like Gunner, I think where we want to look so much at the home run stats and the RBIs and whatnot, and for that case for Gunner, it wasn't up to par for where last year he hit 281 with 37 jacks and 92 RBIs and 118 runs scored. You know, an RBI, I think there's a skill in bringing a guy in. I think that's a skill. But also, you need to have the opportunity. And I thought this offense as a whole was too inconsistent for those opportunities. And quite frankly, I think moving Gunner throughout with that inconsistency and then Gunner moving up and down throughout the order, I don't think that there was enough of that continuity to be in those spots. You know, I'm not worried about Gunner's offense moving forward. I want to get that out of the way. And he made a lot of great strides as a defensive shortstop, which I don't want to underplay. And Gunnar Henderson then, first time in his career, he had 30 stolen bases. So in ways in which that he maybe had a quote-unquote down year at the dish, there were some positives here. So I just want to point that out. Gunnar had more doubles this year than he had last year. He had two less triples. I think that we're going to see Gunnar settle in to be a 30 home run guy next year. I think it just... it was kind of a perfect storm where things weren't going well. But if there's one guy that I will bet that's going to bounce back in a huge way in 2026, it's going to be Gunnar Henderson.
But getting a veteran bat to mash in the middle of the lineup, I mean, every team would love to have that guy. Not everybody has Aaron Judge or a Shohei or a Kyle Schwarber for that matter. But the Orioles went from being one of the most prolific home run hitting teams for the better part of 2 years. And if not, they were the most prolific last year. They were very, very disappointing in the power output, not to make excuses. Westberg's a 20-plus guy. He missed a lot of time.
For sure.
Moomin's a 20-plus guy. Now, he's got his K problems, on-base percentage problems, other issues. But 44 from Santander was not replaced. And the guy that you theoretically signed to do it, Muscles O'Neill, he was dreadful this year. when he played, much less when he didn't, which was most of the time.
Yeah, I think a big part, too, that I want to reiterate with when it comes to lineups, and I said this on my show, the Ryan Ripken Show, which, shameless plug, on Monday, Thursday, and Sundays, talk a lot of sports.
I don't feel any shame in that plug, Nolan.
That's why I said shameless. But on that, I talked the other day of continuity in a lineup matters, and guys knowing what their roles have to be. Like, if you go to the Guardians, I know they just got knocked out. But you know what Jose Ramirez's role is for that team? Get him in. You are our go-to RBI guy. I think for the Orioles, you have so many guys that they're trying to make to be one player, but you got to realize that that might not be what they're best suited for. Just go to the Guardians again. Stephen Kwan is not the same player as Jose Ramirez. What's his job at the top of the order? Get on base. Find a way. Don't strike out. And I think for the Orioles, they really struggled situationally, Bob. I think that's an understatement. But when you get guys in scoring position, you get guys on third base less than two outs, you got to find a way to get them in. But more importantly, you have to have those two or three guys on your team that are your identified boppers. And I think right now, if the Orioles make no moves, the two guys that come to my mind, we just mentioned them, Jordan Westberg and Gunnar Henderson are the two that you can depend on, and then you're going to figure out the rest of it. And I think getting a veteran bat would help in that equation because Anthony Santander, one thing that his role was, without it being a role, he was a bopper. He drove guys in, and that was a thing that the Orioles were missing. They were missing that bopper go-to guy this year in Baltimore.
And obviously, Ryan, in the big picture, Samuel Basayo's supposed to be one of those guys, too.
I agree, and I don't want to put the pressure on him yet, but you're exactly right. But guys that I think get on base and you have the ability for some pop, Jackson and Dylan Beavers, and then you're looking at Westberg. Kobe Mayo is going to be a bopper if he's able to cut some things down strikeout-wise. And Colton Cowser might be an unpopular opinion. I think the Orioles are trying to make him too much into a power hitter because you know what? You might not believe me when I tell you this, but Colton Cowser had one of the lowest strikeout rates of any draft prospect coming into his draft year. And I think that that's something to be said. I don't think Colton Cowser should be striking out this much, but I also think it's because they're trying to make him into a hitter that I don't think he needs to be for this ball club.
And with Beavers, we'll get into maybe next week the arm strength or lack thereof that's been kind of now he didn't have a cannon arm coming out of college, did
no.
he? Come on. All right, let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's happening?
Hey, real quick, I was just going to talk football, but I'm going to give you a little baseball analogy. Michael Lyles brought in a lot of these young kids. Mm-hmm. Kids, that's what they are. But see, normally in baseball throughout my life, you always sprinkled them in with the veterans and brought them along slowly in the major league. But he sent a whole bunch of baby chicks out there to try to handle the nest. They couldn't do it. Because and bringing in the guys that have been around would cost them money. This is all about money with the baseball team we got now. Now, that's just what I think. Now, as far as our Ravens, man, to me, our offense, besides Henry running people over and getting out, Monken to me is vanilla. His offense is not, what's the word I want to use? Oh, God, he's not innovative. Because yesterday, last time when I was watching San Francisco, where's the motion? I mean, when was the last time he ran a pistol? I mean, I'd even have Henry and Mitchell in the eye. Henry's my fullback. Mitchell's my back and go out in the flanker. I mean, you got to keep the defense off balance, and he never does that. It ain't that we don't have the players to do it. He just don't do it. I ain't going to say he can't do it, but he needs to do that. You got to keep them off balance. And for them to be rushing us as they do, oh, man, suck them in and throw some screens, middle screens, wide screens. I throw every screen in the world at them. Why they don't do it, I don't know. But he needs to change his mindset about how to attack a defense. That's the word. He doesn't, to me, know how to really attack and get a defense off balance. That's all I want to say, y'all. Happy First Friday and enjoy your weekend.
All right, Joe, you do the same. What do you think? Todd Monken now under scrutiny, too. Ravens are averaging over 30 points a game and offense under fire. And I think last couple of weeks they deserve a little of that criticism for sure.
And you know what? It's when no one can deny how explosive the Ravens offense can be because they were. But it goes back to what your football team needs to be. And what we talked about where the Ravens' identity has lacked has been physical, has been able to control the line of scrimmage. And with those, even though there's been a lot of points scored, they haven't run the football as effectively or continued on with that. I think a bigger part with Joe's point, with the, like watching the 49ers game, yeah, creativity is very important, but then also finding more creative ways to get your playmakers the ball. I think that's something that you got to look at here. And with the Ravens, you can say not having Lamar Jackson, obviously, that's, you know what that means. But, go ahead, finish it.
You will come back. We'll get back to Ryan Ripken. Then we're going to say hi to Nolan McGraw. Then we're going to say bye to everybody because Inside Access coming up at 2 o'clock live from the Cross Street Market. Then Fresh Take Sports coming up at 6. Got the Terps tomorrow here on the Fan. Got the baseball playoffs moving into the next round, and the Ravens are underdogs at home against Houston. Riveted with Ryan, Bob Eddie, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. Nolan, get in here. We haven't really talked much with you here in the last couple of hours, covering a lot of different subjects. So what's grinding your gears here as we head into the 2 o'clock hour? If anything's grinding, it is Friday. We're almost done.
It's Friday. We're almost, well, I don't know about almost out of here, but, you know.
We're out the door. Yeah. My car is already run.
Yeah.
I'm pulling
the, that key start, right?
Yeah, right.
You press the button. It's like Knight Rider over there. No,
it's a kid car.
We're just fine here on a Friday. Looking forward to a big, busy sports weekend. Of course, baseball series. I'll have my eye the closest on Phillies and Dodgers. I mean, I think this is the premier matchup of the weekend. And how about that pitching matchup tomorrow? Sanchez versus Otani? Ooh, it's everything you want in playoff baseball.
Can the Brujas get over the hump here in the postseason against the Cubs?
I mean, yes, they can.
Will they? I mean, do they, to borrow a word phrase from you, domed up? They lose the first game, I'm assuming it's like, oh, crap.
Here well, we go, you know, yeah. Panic can set in.
I guess their old manager, too, by the way.
I think also, you know, just it goes back to, I think I mentioned earlier when we started off today, there are certain teams that are super comfortable in the postseason when any situation, hence the Dodgers, like they're comfortable in any situation. And then the other part of it is, though, when you have to take a little time off and do your nerves start to create, you know, some problems. The Brewers have been sitting waiting, just like some of these other teams. Seattle was waiting. The Blue Jays are waiting. Sometimes you can lose some momentum. And so, yeah, I mean, the Brew Crew could definitely get over the hump, but would I be surprised if they fall to the Cubs, who are coming off a big series win at home? No, because the momentum can be in their favor. They're the ones that have played recently, and they've been in survival mode for the last week plus.
How hard are we rooting for Toronto, Nolan, over the weekend, over the next few days against New York?
I mean, it's really unfortunate that this is the way the format plays out.
Yeah.
That you get the division round. I mean, it is the division round, so I guess that's fitting. But, yeah, I mean, wouldn't you like the opportunity to have a division teams face each other in the championship round? I mean, that's not even a possibility in the current playoff format. And I was torn between Red Sox and Yankees. I leaned Red Sox because I can at least somewhat stomach them a little bit more. And the same could be said about Toronto for sure. Anybody but the Yankees. That's an easy answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think definitely here. But I got to say, I love impressive moments. And Cam Schlittler last night, the rookie for the Yankees, he was dialed in. As a baseball fan, if you watch that young man go out there and throw the ball in a do-or-die game, 8 innings, 12 Ks. You know, the only thing that I'd say that frustrates me watching it is I wish that we could see another one of those guys come through the Baltimore system, because I feel like the Yankees have one of these guys come up. They had Luis Gil last year and now Cam Schlittler. But, yeah, I'm hoping for Toronto's fan base between the two. I hope to see it for Toronto. You know, it's been a while for them. If you got to pick one of the two evils.
Let's piss off them Yankee fans. I'm with you 100%. Nolan picked Maryland to lose yesterday. Ryan Ripken getting 6-1. He's playing the odds.
I'm still in a show-me mode with the Terps. Although they did show me something against Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin's not all that good, though.
That's the thing, though. The more time that goes on since that loss, it starts to lose its luster. But obviously, that was a game that they very well could have lost, you know, on the road. That's a game they've lost in the past. So you got to tip your hat to that. And I do think they have a chance tomorrow. It's not like I think they get blown out. I just don't know if they quite have that level.
Well, you and I both know that if they do get blown out, a lot of people riding that Maryland beanbag right now are going to be dropping like flies. But I just see a split the next two against Mini Mahomes next week. If you lose, got to win that one because UCLA. Wisconsin's like the 2005 USC Trojans compared to what UCLA is right now.
Hey, I mean, for the Terps, though, if they do win both, let's be on the pot. I'll ride the positive train right here.
All right.
They win both here. They beat Washington and Nebraska both at home. Go to UCLA. Then you set up a matchup November 1st against Indiana. I'm just saying, there's a
Mendoza. Anything else, Nolan, for the people? Are we ready to get out of here?
No, I'll take a page out of John Harbaugh's book and just say that we don't really have time to get into all that.
Quick Draws Funhouse. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
It's hard being a coach because you don't want to stand there and answer the questions.
Yeah, apparently he refused to comment on whether or not Lamar and others will not play.
Right. Sunday. Reiterated that we don't have time for all that.
Yeah.
We don't have time. Just simply out of time. It's only so many hours in the day. Only so much patience for me. Let's start our text here. Short and sweet on this one. Texter says, I think it's ridiculous that Keaton Mitchell battled his way back from that injury, a significant injury at that, and now he's back to looking like his usual self in training camp, and all of a sudden there's no room for him on the roster when game day rolls around. If I were him, I'd be extremely pissed off. I'd want out.
I mean, I think he is pretty ticked off. I mean, I think any competitor would be mad, especially the last time he was fully healthy. Saw how dynamic he was.
A carry.
Some would say that's pretty good, but you know what? The other part of it, you can look at it is be patient for your moment. And when the moment does arise, and I do think Keaton Mitchell's going to get a chance here at some point, just be ready to prove the people wrong that you should have been playing the whole time.
And how about one on the Orioles? This texter says, it sounds like there's no continuity in the way hitting is being taught through the minors all the way up to the majors. I thought that was supposed to be something Elias changed when he arrived years ago. The young hitters on this team don't know what's up and what's down right now.
I think that he helped identify and maximize what their potential could be as far as can you hit for power, can you drive the baseball? I think that's there, but the part that I think was always going to be in question is situational ball. Can you get a guy in with less than two outs? Can you move a guy over? The little intangible things that aren't necessarily quantified but have just as much of an impact on the game, whether you hit the ball 60 miles an hour or 110, at the end of the day, you got to find a way to get it done. And I think that's something that the Orioles will look at this offseason.
And that's been a problem, situational hitting, that goes back to the second half of 2024. And they cratered defensively with the lack of fundamentals.
Right. Yeah. The texter's question there is that what's being taught in single A, double A, triple A?
To go for seven with runners in scoring position, Ryan Ripken?
Yeah.
It sounds like there's a disconnect, which is what the old regime had in place. You had guys that were teaching things in double A. It wasn't the same as triple A. And hitters are completely thrown off by it. The time they get to the majors, they're getting told a whole new set of things. I mean, there's no continuity.
Well, I don't think it's – I think where the disconnect is in the big leagues, you have to find a way to win no matter what. In the minor leagues, you are trying to figure out how you can become a better player. But I do think you need to find a way to help win ball games. Tampa Bay Rays, they – preach, we have to find ways to win in their development. Maybe that's something that the Orioles can look to because they got a lot of guys with a lot of potential, but at the end of the day, do you win or lose games in the bigs? That's what's going to define you.
That's going to do it for us here on this Featured Artist Friday. Ryan Ripken, always great to see you.
Always a pleasure, Bob.
We'll see you next Friday. Nolan, I'll see you on Monday. Inside Access coming up next, live from Cross Street Market. For Nolan McGraw, Ryan Ripken, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy, have a great weekend. Go Terps! We'll talk to you this weekend. For now, class dismissed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.